Real. As you listen to these recordings, I believe you will discover that Dirty Dog has wide-ranging interests, unusual insights, asks fascinating questions, and sometimes gives startling answers to my questions. Our conversations cover many facets of life, including everything from faith to health, character, relationships, common sense, and any number of other subjects. I hope you enjoy examining life from Dirty Dog's perspective. I can honestly say that I feel lighter-hearted and happier for having done so myself. Now, let's get on with the story. Dirty Dog is anxious for me to tell you how all of this came about. Chapter 1, Communication. Sensitivity is an important part of communication. On a December day that was cold but still comfortable if you wore a hat and warm clothing, I decided to take Dirty Dog, whose official name is Laffy Taffy, but who responds more readily to Dirty Dog, for a walk. He was startled when I invited him to go because I hadn't asked him in some little while. His conduct the last time I'd invited him really put me off. Though we'd had many wonderful times on our previous walks, he adamantly refused to go with me that time, and no amount of pleading would convince him to join me. However, this time he was enthusiastic about going, and I've never seen a happier dog when I put his collar and leash on. He was truly excited, and as we started out the door, I said, "Dirty Dog, I'm really tickled that you decided to go with me on this one." He responded, "Well, Dad, I'm glad you asked me. As a matter of fact, I thought you were never going to ask me again." So I explained to Dirty Dog what the problem was. For the first time in that dog's life, he apologized and said he didn't really mean it as a personal affront to me when he refused. It's just that he really wasn't feeling good. Besides, the last time we walked together at Hollow Lake, I took him too far, kept him out too long. It was too hot, and he just about died. He further explained, "You know, Dad, I've got this heavy fur coat, and in that hot, humid weather, walking up and down those hills really put a burden on me. It took me 2 days to get over that. So the next time you asked me, I was just afraid it would be more of the same." I said, "Well, Dirty Dog, had you told me earlier, we would have shortened that walk, and it would not have been so hard on you. In the future, I hope you'll keep me better posted." Much to his credit, he promised that he would. We continued our walk on the street adjoining the golf course, and I could see Dirty Dog scanning the grass and flower beds for stray golf balls. He knows I'm always on the lookout for them, and he takes a lot of pride in the fact that he sniffs them out pretty well himself. When he finds one, he always pauses, so I can express my deep and sincere appreciation to him. If I don't let him know his golf ball finding efforts are appreciated, he loses interest in looking, so I learned long ago to praise him for his effort. That's not a bad approach for us to take with our kids, and for that matter, the people we work with. After all of us enjoy a little praise and recognition. When we reached the street on the other side of the golf course, the weather was still brisk, but not uncomfortable, and I noticed that Dirty Dog's pace was slowing. I asked him what the problem was. He responded, "Nothing. Everything's all right." I'll have to inject that I've heard that same response and that same tone of voice from people when they get a little miffed at something, and you ask if there's a problem. When they say, "Nothing, everything's all right," their tone indicates that everything is far from being all right. To be frank, I was puzzled and didn't know what to say or ask. So I decided I'd wait him out and see if he decided to tell me if he would. After another 5 minutes or so, he interrupted the silence by saying, "Dad, can I tell you something?" I said, "Certainly, Dirty Dog. What's on your mind?" He said, "I just want to ask you how much further are we going to walk?" I responded, "Why do you ask?" He said, "Dad, if you'll remember, it's been a long time since I had a walk, and as you know, I'm mostly trained for sprinting, running up and down the hall at home, chasing my bone, which you throw back and forth, is good for sprints. But, Dad, it's not much good for long-distance performance, and I know it's just as far back as it was to get here. So I was just wondering, Dad." So I said, "Dirty Dog,